Bad relate the breakup. Dear Gordon, will you go to him for your girlfriend Lindsay's breaking up with you? This is the breakup shop. What a... You think that's gonna... What, are you crazy? You honestly think that that is going to stop some stalking crazed? Talk about something that's going to, you know, create more stalking and more anger. The breakup shop. Only a fucking idiot. Only an idiot recommends what you guys want to recommend. And only an idiot. France's far-right leader calls for a halt of refugees. Well, look. You know, well, I mean, what I think is here is a fubber is someone who snubs someone in favor of a mobile home. Phones ruining couples? Perhaps. But then again, there are couples who enjoy, you know, their phones together. Ooh-wee. Ride's gonna high. I'm gonna ride high. Here's my here are the twins this morning. Here's Rick and Sharon. Sharon wearing a very nice brown sweater. There's Rick, always looking great in his suit. Yeah, yuck it up. How do you segue into oh, and then terror in Paris? Ain't nobody fucking laughing over there, man. WhatsApp messaging. William Bratton, NYPD, you know. Look, does anybody want to fucking start telling me about how the NSA is doing too much this and too much that and too much everything else? You know? Hey, is Edward Snowden weighing in on, Don't cry for me, Argentina. What the hell are they doing? What are they, like, is this a Jesus thing? What the fuck is that some kind of a Jesus? I know that was Madonna, but I just... Now, what is this? Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2. Premiere scaled back, yeah. Donald Sutherland has been scaled back. Now, Genghis Khan, he could not keep all of his tweets separate. Ooh-wee. CBS changes programming after Paris attack. Like what? Oh, there's my main man there, man. That fucking that crazy ass Christoph, what's his name? He's the new bad guy, Inspector. Holy fuck, the thing's coming down! Peanuts movie, love the Coopers, The Martian, and The 33. Christ, I haven't been to a fucking movie in so goddamn long. Makes me want to chirp up. How many people are going to movies now as opposed to just, you know, sitting on your dead ass and Allies Fade Away? What? All right, so, excuse me. You know, I turn the TV on in the morning. It's the worst thing I can do because I'm confused. The culture just begins to just bury my ass. What the fuck? What the fuck did you people do overnight, man? Aaron Burnett out front. Out front of what? Aaron Burnett. She's out front of her house right now mowing her lawn. France launches airstrikes against... That's the way to do it, France. See, it's funny how all of a sudden France is... And it ain't funny. I'm not... Goddamn France is in there to fucking kick some goddamned ass. Get in there and kick some fucking ass. I'll tell you something else, too, man. If we all put our shit together here, if we get some real diplomacy going here, man, and we get France, America, Russia, who knows whether Russia wants to play ball or not. Russia has and always will have their own objective, and they're not really necessarily, you know... They're going to do their thing when they do their thing. And they don't give a fuck, you know? And like America, they can afford to just go their own way. They don't have to, you know, 20 bombs dropped. Well, that ain't going to do shit. You know, you got to go in there with a fucking blowtorch, literally, like you're the fucking Orkin man, you know, because that's what you are. It's an insecticide. You just go in and spray, man. Spray until all the fucking, until they all come crawling out, and then you spray some more. That's what happens with bugs. You know, if you've ever sprayed, you know, your fucking house or some shit like that, you ever had an exterminator come in? We just had an exterminator come into the house because we had some fucking serious ants, man. So we had this dude. Here she is. How you doing, baby? You're looking good. What's that? Okay. Uh-huh. It is? What's going on? Oh. There's a horse of a different color. Ouch. Bella Thorne coming up. Boy, she's some kind of a redhead, ain't she? I don't know. What happened to John Berman, that one cat they had on CNN? You remember when they paired him up with the larger woman? I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that, but I keep on saying it, don't I? Ooh-wee, ride my ass. Tomorrow's the day. Okay, here's what I'm going to do, man. Here's what I'm going to do, man. Whoa, no, we going to fly. Down in the greasy chair. Now Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his shit wired tight. And then his shit, it ain't shit. Here, let me show you what I mean. And I, again, I don't want to be an ass wipe, but I think I will be. Now here's Biff Bartholomew. And I'll tell you something else. These sons of bitches tried that bullshit with me. you can well imagine what I did. All right, now, here's the gal. I say gal, you know, the woman that I think is... let me ask you a question. As long as we're talking about weight, right? They got her rant standing right out there for all the goddamn world, as fat as hell. I don't know, it's fine, I guess. But if a dude was out there that big, how many guys do you see on TV? Seriously, other than the weather guy, how many guys do you see on TV that are large like that? In all honesty. Come on now. Don't fuck with me, man, you know? You know what I'm saying? What am I doing? Yeah, wait, hold on. Okay, wait a minute. A Genghis Khan, do substitute. It's looking bad. Okay, is this Pelly? This is Pelly. This is horrible. Just fucking horrible. Goddamn fucking psychopathic bitch-ass motherfuckers. And in a lot of ways, you know, the values are completely fucking different. You know, they're doing this shit because they claim that... the infidel has invaded their vast bitchin' sandpit, you know, and I suppose we have. There's no question. You can't, you know, and I'm not even saying it's a bad thing. To be honest with you, you know, it is the way of the world. I mean, in some instances, not to disrespect anybody's culture or anything, but you know, the West went there and started pumping the motherfucking oil out of the ground. And it is such a fact of life that even people who are opposed to, or, you know, who have sympathy with or whatever, have benefited and would be dead, were it not for that little bit of Yankee imperialism. So to those people, kiss it on Main Street. By the way, now, that's my right-winger talking. Now, here comes my left-winger talking. There are some unconscionable motherfucking douchebags on fucking Twitter. And one of them is some fucking colonel named Kurt Schlichter or Schlichter or Licker or Lick Him. I think in his case, it's... This motherfucker is some right-wing piece of shit that... I guess was a colonel in the U.S. Army and was deployed in Kosovo and was deployed wherever. Of course, there he was working for a fucking you know, Democratic president, liberal president. You sure are claiming that Kosovo shit, man. Anyway, this guy is on fucking Twitter. Not so much his opinions, but the way he dismisses everybody in this sort of hard-ass way, this manly thing. So someone had brought up the fact that he had written an editorial against bronies, okay? Brony was this pony thing, and there were guys that were into it, I guess. And he reacted very, like he was just sick to his stomach over the brony thing. Now, I don't know whether the guy's kidding or not. I suppose you could always say that he's kidding, but let's just say that he isn't kidding. If he isn't kidding and he's really upset with the bronies, I think the guy's in the closet. Dun, 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 dun. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So we know in at least one case, a quivering, screaming queen named Colonel Lickett, Kurt Lick Your Ass, motherfucker been in the army, under the nose of the United States government, deployed by that communist Bill Clinton in Kosovo. And then he went on to Desert Storm, Desert Shield, Desert, you know, what would you like for dessert?
What are you going to do on your program today, Phil? That is the question that most of us would like answered before too long.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Hey, man, don't F it. Don't F me up, Jack. Friday's pop. Okay, good. Hi. Now, Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his peeps re-peeped. Cool. Ah, you fucking bitch. God damn. There it is. Good. Good, good, good. Oh, that was a nice shot of Los Angeles.
See that?
There's Sharon. How you doing, baby? Yeah, it's pretty fucked, man. Now, they got these guys, Abdullah, motherfucker, Kazula. Here's one of them. Oh, we're going to miss it. Shit. They got a lot of fucking... Yeah, see how they pixelate the faces of these cops? They didn't do it that time. There was at least one cop that they could see. Oh, Lord have mercy. ISIS threatens new round of attacks. I think when they threaten a new round of attacks, I think that you got to kind of... They did that after... Oh, here he is again. Biff Bartholomew. My name is Dickie Brown. I'm a piece of shit. No question about it. But I just wanted to... Last surviving France launches airstrikes on ISIS targets. Yeah, there's plenty of fucking bitches. You guys do an awful lot of finger pointing. I'll say that these goddamn... Now, Genghis Khan. And way up here and down here, see? And there's, yeah? Uh-oh, there's all those cars that you keep talking about. Look at this shit. Look at this shit here and look at all that shit over there, see? All these motherfuckers are backed up over here, see? And if, see, so they're all fucking staring at this bullshit that's going on. Gotcha. Global manhunt underway for French citizen. Look, let me tell you what. You know, yeah, I want to get the guy that did the thing. But I also want to get... And let me ask you a question here. How do you think the French are treating these motherfuckers right now? We are going. Look at right after 9/11. Some of you may not remember. You may have been too young. Because I'm figuring if you're, say, 25 now, you were 10 years old just about when goddamn bullshit went down, you know, the fucking 9/11. Okay. Right after 9/11, the motherfuckers was on TV and all this saying, we're going to fuck you up. We're going to do... They didn't have any plans to do shit. Okay? What they do is they lay this shit on you. Thunder snow. Wow, look at Big Bear, man. This is fucking Big Bear. Check out this goddamn lightning and thunder and bullshit. Woo! That's Big Bear Lake. Looking good. Here is Casper, Wyoming. Oh, no, wait. The Cajon Pass? Cajon, I thought the Cajon Pass was in San Diego. That says Casper News. It says Mount Wilson, La Cañada. This is, yeah. Look at this, man. This is Mountain High, which is Mount Wilson, near Mount Wilson, right? Yeah, it was fucking wicked. I haven't even told you guys about the goddamn weather we've had. Holy fucking Christ. Wicked, motherfucker. The best things about having a small penis. Rocket launcher found in French police raid. French warplanes strike Islamic jihadists in Syria via Pamela Geller. That's what he's going to do, man. See, Don Berman is...
Don Berman here, Phil. Well, that is right. And I certainly will not do that. No, I...
Well, Phil, I am being the Santa Claus at...
That's perfect. That's Bob Green, Santa. Bob Green.
Now, Bob, yes, Margaret. Yes, my question is simply this. I am very interested, Bob.
Well, you know, it's a situation.
Let me see here. Testing 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-
Well, I don't necessarily agree with you. I think that we have, when you talk about ISIS and, you know, the shit that's going on, well, we're going to be doing some security checks.
Bob Green. What is this? Amen. I watched The Ring last night. I watched The Ring last night, by the way. Didn't fucking scare him. Piece of shit. Seriously, a serious piece of shit. A serious piece of shit. And I know it kind of pissed off the younger individual. When I say younger individual, I mean my girlfriend, who's younger by about 20 years, which makes her, you know, older than, well, no, she's not. She's in her early 40s. But she remembers The Ring when it came out. When did it come out, man? It didn't come out like, I think she was in her 20s when it came out. I don't think I ever saw it, but I watched it last night. What a fucking sorry-ass nothing of a movie. Dumb? You know, D-U-M-B, man. I mean, just like, nothing about it was remotely scary. It all kinds of cliche shit going on in it. All kinds of, and of course, when a movie's that old, when did The Ring come out? Where are we at here, man? Look, Phil, this is Professor Emery Clayton. I don't give a fuck about your white people movie. Look at these, look at these beautiful, gorgeous mountain cats. Where was that? Do these kids see them or something? Those are some mountain cats that I guess were spotted. Goddamn wind, man, has been really insane. Look at, man, this is the time to get it together, Jack. Let's get France, America, Russia, whoever wants to join the game. Nobody? Russia? You want to go on your own? Fine. You do your, whatever your field of operation, you do your shit. Don't tell us we don't go where we want to go, because we're going to do what we got to do. I am Vladimir Putin. You did fuck off and just go over to your little corner of the shithole known as Syria, and we'll take care of the rest of this shit. You don't want to fucking fire on these ISIS motherfuckers? Go ahead. You know, just do whatever you need to do. But we're going over because we got all kinds of shit that we're going to drop on these motherfuckers. Just back the fuck off, clear out, while we drop a few A-bombs. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I'm kidding. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm not. I think it's time to drop the big one. What are you talking about?
What are you saying? Look at Bozell.
Wait, now I get to say what I want to say. I've taken your shit, General. And watch your language. I apologize, Phil, but I think it's time to drop the big one. I'm not bullshitting you now. Come on. Don't make me look like some kind of an idiot. Herb Sewell, Kurt Quady, Brass Villanueva, Steve Bozell, Jim Satter, General Shaw. Okay, I'm going to... Oh, the ring. Yeah, it wasn't scary at all. Mavis. Chef Carl Cedilia will be talking about making turkey burgers. Naturally, this is all stuff that I made over the weekend. We made turkey burgers, turkey chili. I'm off in this whole turkey kick, which, by the way, I don't eat any fucking turkey sausage because they use, I look at the package first, but 99% of the time they use pork casing. I don't eat no pork, man. I don't have nothing to do with killing our brother, the pig. Pigs have had it bad, man. Pigs have had their asses kicked, and they're good dudes, and I don't eat pig. Not because it's a filthy animal, as in the case of Pulp Fiction, but because the pig has a very, very high level of intelligence, and we've been torturing that animal. And, oh, you mean only intelligent animals should be spared? Yeah, pretty much. And we're still learning. I'm going to tell you, at this particular point for me, I'm going vegetarian, man, because I just don't want to see fucking animals get fucked up. And you could call me some kind of a sissy. I don't give it no shit, okay? I don't need to eat that shit anymore anyway. I've eaten all the goddamn fucking meat I'm going to need to eat for the rest of my life. Somebody else eat it. All right. The ring wasn't scary at all. That's Mavis. And then finally, Chef Cedilia and turkey burgers. We are just about ready to go. It's going to be a very, very short pre-show today because a lot of, you know, we're going to be editing out a lot of the dead air. Here's Obama and Putin discussing the ISIS threat. Oh, and Holly Holm just beat the shit out of, we have to have somebody, Justin McElroy, Lloyd Bonafide, Father McQuarters. And Lloyd?
You know, I watched that fight.
Now, where were you?
Where, what do you mean, where was I? I was in my home. I was in my home, where my children play with their toys, where my wife sleeps. In my home. All right?
What are you, Michael Corleone?
Don't worry about it.
Ted Bell? I think Ted got raped in the fucking fight, yeah. And then we're going to have Ted Bell talking about the Holly Holm. Man, what's her name? Ronda Rousey? How do you pronounce that bitch's name, man? Ronda Rousey. Right? Motherfucker. Substitute. YouTube. As soon as they saw him, they said crucify. He just proclaimed to be God.
Are tonight for this, our main event of the evening. 11-0 Rousey, 28. 9-0 Kohea, 32. Ronda Rousey will have a 4-inch reach advantage.
A 4-inch dick.
Once again, the veteran voice of the Octagon, Bruce Buffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of...
All right. How do you pronounce her name? I'm kidding, Rousey. All right. You all ready? We're ready. I got Ted Bell be talking about getting raped. Test 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Testing 1-2.